This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Ooh, we got some real good news. Real good news. This is good. You know, I like it when I finally get to talk about something that's not depressing. You know, I mean, we do have, you know, a couple depressing headlines, like this one on Ebola. Apparently, the World Health Organization thinks it's going to hit about 20,000 people. So that's kind of a depressing headline. And look, I still have to give it to you guys. You know, if I don't make you depressed, how do I stay in business and make money as a doctor, okay? You know, we need to kind of somehow fuel. If everybody's happy and everybody's healthy and fine, I don't have a job. No. I want you guys all happy, happy and healthy, which is why I got some pretty good news. Apparently, researchers were able to grow a fully functional organ from a living animal's transplanted cells. They were actually able to make a full organ. We'll talk about what that organ is, what that means for you and me, and how exciting. And, you know, it's a little mouse that, I gotta tell you, we really need to respect the mice. These mice are so incremental and important, instrumental in, they work in increments too, instrumental in our research. And, you know, we give mice a hard time, you know, like Tom and Jerry. Yeah, thank God for Tom and Jerry. It made us like mice. Other than that, everybody was always afraid of mice, right? Women would scream, they'd jump on a chair. I used to ask my mom, why would people do that? It's a little mouse. She's like, well, mice carry diseases, so that's why women jump on a chair. No, if there's a scorpion or a black widow, that's where I flee the house. I'm not going to jump on a chair for a little mouse. I can handle the mouse. Mice won't bite me. But anyway, this cute little mouse gets credit for that. Then we also have some news. Some of you that really, really love your marijuana is going to like this one. They say that marijuana may actually slow down or halt the progression of Alzheimer's. Is marijuana the wonder drug? Whoa! I know. That, you know, it's funny because we've said for years that marijuana would, slow down brain cells, make you more dopey, cause you to lose memory. But if it actually slows down the progression of Alzheimer's, wow, that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, people who are obese are seeing more and more difficulty actually getting a job. We're starting to see discrimination seep out into obese new hires. And this is something we've talked about many times on our show. We are not allowed as employers to discriminate against race, gender, color, creed, all right, however, age. But employers could sure bias against obesity. Brad and Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie get married, wedding ceremony in France. I don't know who showed up. I wasn't invited, so I really don't care. And then Hello Kitty, we find out, was never a cat. What? Hello Kitty is not a cat? We'll tell you what Hello Kitty is supposed to be. And for those of you who saw The Sopranos like I did and saw every single episode, and then at the end of The Sopranos, the screen went black. Remember? They're all eating. Somebody comes out of the bathroom, and then the screen just goes black. We thought it was a power outage. We start to scream at Nevada Power, where I live. Right? You know, everybody was calling each other, going, what did we miss? What happened? And apparently that's the way the show and the series ended. Well, apparently the creator of The Sopranos let it slip whether Tony Soprano actually lived or died. So, I'll tell you guys that. So, as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this to me is just plain stupid. Hello Kitty is not even a cat. All right? This was a shocking revelation made in L.A. Times, published Wednesday, about a retrospective of Kitty paraphernalia, which is supposed to be opening next month at the Japanese American National Museum. The story, I guess, was dropped by Christine Yano, an anthropologist at the University of Hawaii, who I guess has really looked into what Hello Kitty is. And I guess she says Hello Kitty is not a cat. She is a cartoon character. Well, duh. She is a little girl. She is a friend, but she is not a cat. She's never depicted on all fours. She walks and sits like a two-legged creature, and she has a pet cat of her own. The pet cat is called Charming Kitty. Now, a lot of us don't care, but Hello Kitty, many of us grew up with it. It was introduced back in 1974 by the Japanese company Santo. And it's supposed to be a cute little white cat with this button nose and whatever. And the Hello Kitty purses and little crayons and sets girls love. I have boys, you know, so they're into Grand Theft Auto. But if I had girls, they would still probably in their preteen years or their teenage years be walking around with Hello Kitty stuff. I did. Everything was like Hello Kitty. But you know what? I get that. All right. If we're having anthropologists and researchers and everybody kind of look at this character going, it can't be a cat because she's sweet, she's kind, she's lovable. You got to admit they got a point. Okay. Cats are not sweet, kind, and lovable. And I got three cats. I've always had cats or dogs. Okay. The dogs are lovable. I can understand Hello Doggy. Hello Doggy would be lovable, cuddly, etc. Hello Kitty. Cats would be vindictive. I mean, if this was really a cat character, one, she'd be going pee-pee house all over the place like my cats do. Two, they would be tearing up your nylons and any of your fancy dresses. Three, they wouldn't want anything to do with you unless you're feeding them. Four, they'd stare at you the whole night while you're sleeping like they want you to die. That's what my cats do. They sit there, perch, and they just stare at me. I feel their beady eyes staring at me. Unless they want rub tummy, and then they jump on the bed and they want some rub tummy. I do rub tummy, give them a little, you know, rub on their nose, then they leave. So if this was Hello Kitty, Hello Kitty would probably be the most ornery, witchy character out there. So I get it. All right, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs. IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Today. I know. First, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I'm actually going to teach something. Yeah. Every now and then, I like to transfer some of my wisdom, right, and share some of what I learned in medical school with you guys. The problem is I don't really remember a lot from medical school because I was too busy making jokes in the back of the class and flirting with everybody. But I did learn something, and so it's time to share that with you. First, I need to thank Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, some of the big breaking news is researchers have been able to grow a fully functional organ from transplanted mice cells. Now, some of you are like, well, it's like we've been, growing organs in the lab, not juicy ones. Remember we talked about the juicy organ versus the non-juicy, like making a trachea. Kind of a cartilaginous type windpipe, air conduit is a hell of a lot easier than something juicy and functional like a pancreas or liver, etc. Well, what researchers have been able to make is the thymus. I know. See, the thymus. What's funny about the thymus is nobody ever knows what the hell the thymus is, right? Yeah, and nobody cares because as an adult, our thymus kind of shrinks to the point where we don't know what, if it's even there. Kind of gets replaced by fat, usually does most of its work by puberty. So when people go, oh, yeah, you know, that's, yeah, thymus, like, oh, yeah, the thymus, they pretend like they know what the hell it is, but they don't. I'll tell you guys what the thymus is. Let me tell you what it is, and then we'll talk about what they were able to do. The thymus is extremely important because that's what makes our T lymphocyte cells, all right? Our T lymphocyte cells, red blood cells are made in the bone marrow, but your thymus is the most important organ that makes your T lymphocytes, and your T lymphocytes are what fight infection. It also helps with your immunity. Now, the thymus gland is kind of behind your breastbone, your sternum. So it's between the sternum and your lungs. If you ever take a picture of a baby, whenever we look at babies, for pneumonia, et cetera, and you take a picture, they have a huge mass in their chest. And that central mass of their chest is usually the thymus. I hope it's the thymus, you know? All right. And then after puberty, the thymus starts to slowly shrink, and then it becomes replaced by fat. Now, the thymus's big claim to fame is it secretes a hormone called thymosin. No, thymosin is not what makes all the kids go horny. No. Thymosin stimulates the development of these T cells. And thymosin is only made in the thymus. You see how, we doctors aren't rocket scientists. You see how easy they have to make it? Right? You know, like gastrin is released by the gastrin cells. You see how, relaxin is a hormone that causes relaxation of some of the joints and the cartilage. And so you see, they make it really easy for us because when they start coming up with some of these weird names, that we won't learn it. So if anybody ever quizzes you, which I probably will, I have to give you guys a pop quiz soon, all right, on the thymus gland, remember, it's thymosin. Okay? Now, the thymus gland, again, it doesn't work your whole life. It starts to stop working after puberty. It starts to involute, etc. We don't know why, because we could sure as hell use the thymic system throughout our lives. Because it involutes and is almost all fat by the time we get to our senior years, seniors start to have decreased immunity. Well, that's not fun, is it? However, it could also be a protective mechanism because sometimes these thymuses could pop out these T cells to the point where they land in the lymphatic system, start to grow a lymphoma, etc. So maybe the reason why the thymus doesn't do much is we think our checks and balances aren't going to be in place. So it's like, you know what, let's not, you know, cause any more proliferation than we need. All right, so it makes our T cells. The T cells are the white blood cells that protect the body from viruses, infections, bacteria, etc. And it's responsible for, unfortunately, your T cells are responsible for when you get stung by a bee or you get an allergy to something, it remembers, and boy does it remember. It's like your mother-in-law. I mean, boy, do they remember everything, right? Yeah, that's what these T cells do. They're supposed to remember things. And then the T cells a lot of times will go and camp out in the bone marrow too. So the T cells are like all over the place. And anyway, so why would they want to grow a thymus? Well, one, because nobody really knows what the hell it is. So it's kind of nice to grow something that people would be like, oh, okay, good. That sounds good. You see, because, you tell them you grew a pancreas. They're like, okay, well, wait a second. Okay, so are we talking about the, are you secreting insulin now? Or are we going to be looking at an MEN, neoplasia, one or two? And, you're like, okay, you're asking me too many questions. Let me make an organ that you won't bug my butt on so I can just make the organ to get the grant money and then everybody's happy. All right, so this thymus regeneration could help us older folks fight diseases later. So researchers at the University of Edinburgh had taken, Edinburgh, I know where it is, I know, had taken cells from connective tissue. Now you know why I don't teach you stuff from that. medical school, had taken cells from connective tissue cells called fibroblasts from mice. They program these fibroblasts and convert them into thymus cell. After turning the shape, cells got the ability to support the creation of T cells in the lab. By the way, in HIV, you lose your T cells. Right? Losing your lymphocytes, your T cells, and having that neutropenia could be extremely scary. So this will be a way to actually grow extra T cells. The scientists combined the thymus cells and then transplanted them into the mice. Squeak! After the process, they found a new thymus with same properties that a healthy adult thymus has. This was very successful because this is the new regenerative medicine. We want to be able to grow our own organs. We don't want to wait for Billy Bob across the country to die and donate his organ. We don't want to do that. And we don't want, it's just weird to me that we're sitting there waiting for somebody to die or a young person to get into a car accident so we can harvest their organs and give them to other people. I don't want anybody wishing bad on anybody. So I love the idea of the regeneration. However, it has to have checks and balances. Okay. We need to be very, very careful what we're making. You know, I really want to be careful when it comes to like making an organ. Remember they were talking about the vagina as an organ? I don't know if I would call the vagina an organ, but technically an organ is something that does something pretty important for the body. Your skin is an organ, right? Your eyes are organs. Your heart is an organ. I mean, the vagina is an organ. It is. So, anyway, lead researcher and professor at the University of Edinburgh, Claire Blackburn, what is my problem? Said that they were surprised after the experiment. I'm surprised that I can't speak Edinburgh. As we could think of several reasons why it might not work, we thought that the cells may have all become one of the types of thymic epithelial cell. Boy, this is getting boring. Rather than the entire array of types of thymic epithelial cell. You know what? You guys, why do I have to shield you from all this doctor mumbo jumbo? Why am I going through all the efforts? If I have to read this thick, boring, elongated, multi-syllabic word studies, you guys could listen to it too. Please. All right? I mean, this isn't E. All right. Now, okay, what else? We're still reading. Thymus transplantation and infusions of extra immune cells are the current I'm getting this from News Tonight. Available treatments of thymus disorders. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is why nobody knows what the hell the thymus is, because nobody really cares about it. All right, here we go. I will conclude by saying head of regenerative medicine at the Medical Research Council, Dr. Rob Buckle, said that the study is a major step toward transplanting of thymus from cells in humans. Yay. All right, so basically what we want to do is we want to have a means to pump out more T cells, help people increase their immune function. You know, a lot of you are concerned about that. You go, I don't have a good immune system. How do I boost my immunity? And there's like a lot of supplements out there that are supposed to be immunity boosters. You know, I don't know much about the supplements, and, you know, maybe vitamins in their own way boost the immune system, good nutrition boosts the immune system. Maybe there's certain minerals out there that we're not getting that boost the immune system. So I don't have a problem with a lot of the products out there like a lot of doctors do, because I think, you know, a lot of our vegetables and fruits are pretty leached as they are right now because of the soil. So if you don't have rich soil, you want to kind of supplement that. But be careful, though, because something that says immune booster, check with your doctor first before you take it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th. And click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, this story keeps changing. Not that I think any of us really, really care, but The Sopranos, all right, was very, very instrumental in the 2000s because it changed the way we watch television. All of a sudden, HBO, brilliant, I might say, from a marketing and business model perspective, decides to make its own series. And it launches the Sopranos, and it launched the mother, but the Sopranos really, really stood out. And all of a sudden, HBO was a force to be reckoned with. And it started to pave the way towards non-network domination of, or the typical networks like ABC, NBC, CBS, etc., domination of TV. And now you had people buying subscriptions for HBO, going to the internet, starting internet viewing. A lot of us started watching television on the internet because of The Sopranos. So it was a very instrumental part of our entertainment history. Not to mention it was a damn good show. All right? Very good. Whew, scary, though. Sometimes a little too graphic. Well, in the end of Sopranos, nobody knows if the family gets shot up, if Tony Soprano gets killed, what happens. Well, apparently David Chase, and this news was released yesterday, he had told Voxcom reporter Martha Nokimson Tony Soprano wasn't dead. Apparently she had asked him if he was dead. He said no. Okay, now, unfortunately, there's a lot of hooting and hollering because David Chase apparently doesn't own the show anymore. I mean, the show no longer, I guess, belongs to him, so he has no right to say that. The show could actually resume with somebody else and Tony Soprano being dead. Now, I don't think they would ever, at this point with James Gandolfini, unfortunately, with his passing last year, I don't think they would recreate The Sopranos. I don't think they would do a sequel. But, I mean, look, if they did Superman all over again and Spider-Man twice in one decade with new characters, and they're doing the Fantastic Four all over again in Star Trek, yeah, probably. So even though for those of us who were Soprano buffs, we were really excited to hear that he didn't die. All right, that still leaves a lot to the imagination. Was he still shot? Did he shoot the other bad guy? Head got shot and he had a head transplant? You know, I mean, you know, there's still a lot more to know. I'm kind of nervous because one of my favorite ever HBO shows is Boardwalk Empire. And Boardwalk Empire is going into its final season, which I think is stupid. I think that's the dumbest business model. Boardwalk Empire had the ability to go all the way through the 1920s and 30s and 40s. For those of you who aren't familiar with Boardwalk Empire, it's a show where it takes real history and it mixes it in with a fictional storyline. So as Warren Harding becomes president, as Prohibition unfolds, as Al Capone rises to power, we're seeing some fictional stories interweave with that. And to me, that's one of my most favorite types of shows, where you have some real history. You get to look at the way things really, really were back then. But, you know, they, you know, make it more interesting with some of the lovey-dovey stuff, you know, and not the girly stuff, but like, the mob wars and all that other stuff. So for some reason, Boardwalk Empire, they're ending. Now, I don't know if it's because Steve Buscemi's too old, or I don't think so, that would be the case, but for some reason, it's ending, and that kind of makes me mad. All right, 1-877-DR-TALLY, that was entertainment news. Oh, yeah, Brad and Angelina Jolie get married. They get married in France. I guess the kids walk them down the aisle. I don't think she has a really close relationship with her dad, John Voight. It sounds like everybody was happy, and they kept it hush-hush this whole time, and yay, they got married. I'm glad. I like it when these couples get married. You know, the idea that, you could have a bunch of kids together and, do it out of wedlock is something that now is the norm. And it's, it's now very, very acceptable. But, you know, it's nice to every now and then see, you know, some tradition come back. And for a non-traditional couple like them to show some tradition, it's cool. You know, other than that, I'm really over the whole Brangelina thing. All right, now. Being fat can cost you a job, and unfortunately we're seeing a survey of human resources and recruitment professionals who admitted to, I don't want to use the word discriminating, but biasing against obesity. They said a survey of HR and recruitment professionals found that more than half admitted to finding obesity to be an undesirable trait, using it as a marker of personality and predicted work ethic. Now, any of my staff that have ever not been skinny, I haven't seen that. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, there is no proof that somebody not of skinny weight lacks work ethic. I have seen such amazing work ethic. It's stupid to think that size would do that. I understand how people could interpret that and try to draw that conclusion, but it's very ill-founded. All right. It follows U.S. research released last month that found that obese people are quote unquote less productive in the workplace and more prone to injury. That study we didn't look at, and I'll look it up quickly over break. But the only problem with that other study is, were they looking at workers' comp claims? Were they trying to be a little bit more scientific when they were looking at workers' comp claims and finding? The problem is if the majority of people now are obese, then the majority of workers' comp claims are going to be by obese people. It's just that's the population. Anyway, researchers from Virginia Tech and the University of Buffalo assessed how long it took for people of various sizes to perform certain tasks and found that obese people had, on average, 40% shorter endurance times. Those taking part were asked to complete a range of tasks with the same levels of activity in manufacturing settings. I guess the poll comes after a case of Carsten Kalloff versus Billund Commune in Denmark, where an obese, professional watching children, was fired for being unable to bend down to tie up the children's shoelaces. She claimed obesity was a disability. So there was that lawsuit. I wonder how that ended. I want to look that up. So this is an issue. Because if we start to see that lawsuits arise from employers not, appealing to your disability needs with you being obese, then if employers don't want to get sued because you can't do your job due to body size or inability to do things, or even back pain, knee pain, health issues, whether you're obese or not, you're going to start seeing more and more employers go, you know what, I'm just not going to hire her to begin with. I can't stand that these studies are out there with the media attention that they get where, all right, obese workers file more workers' comp claims. Well, then an employer will be like, wait a second, maybe I need to pass. You know, the last thing we need is more and more people needing government dollars because they can't get jobs. Okay. And luckily for us, we have found people of all, body weights to be either great employees or not great employees. If they're not great employees, they get fired. If they're great employees, we keep them. Anyway, what I would recommend if you are, we're coming up on break. Let's say you are obese. Let's say your BMI is over 35 and you do have a weight problem. How do you approach the employer? All right, because first impressions are huge, and many of you guys are still hunting for jobs. And how do you approach the employer? What type of distractions can you do? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Unfortunately, we have some breaking news here. Apparently, Joan Rivers has been rushed to the hospital. Joan Rivers is 81 years old. Obviously, iconic comedian. She was having throat surgery. And from what we understand, she stopped breathing and her heart stopped breathing as well. I believe right now she's been taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where doctors are right now trying to save her life. As we get any more information, we will. She was having some surgery on her vocal cords, and from what we understand from the little bits from the news, her heart stopped beating, and she actually had also gone into respiratory distress. So they believe possibly they got her heart started again. We had heard from one of the doctors that she had been stable, but she was not conscious. So we'll keep you guys posted. Prayers obviously going out to her. Oh, man. Okay. Really quickly, we were talking about, obesity and it being a preventative interview quality. And we're seeing more and more human resources representatives, interviewing departments, say, they'll look at somebody obese as having less of a work ethic, more injury inclined. There was even a study a while back talking about more sick days, etc. And so how do you not get discriminated against if you are not of the ideal weight? Many of us are not of the ideal weight. Now, in TV, yeah, it's very easy, okay? They'll even tell you, you're too fat. You know, we need you 99 pounds and 6 feet tall. And you're like, oh, man, the TV's been able to get away with it. Can employers get away with it? Well, not anymore. Now that obesity is being considered more and more of a disability, you're seeing a lot of lawsuits come around saying, wait a second, they fired me because of my weight. And weight is a disability. We are not allowed to be fired based on disability. So even though employers have been, obviously, for decades or centuries, discriminated against how you look, appearance, and sidestepping the whole religion, race, gender, creed, disability restrictions in terms of firing, they could just not hire you to begin with. And so if you are obese, and if you are morbidly obese, your chance of getting the job is really starting to dwindle. In addition to that, what's compounding this is the new healthcare law, how Obamacare demands that employers pay for insurance, et cetera. And, employers sometimes mistake a slim person. Their insurance rates are now pretty much the same rate as an obese employee. So I don't see the difference. You know, insurance companies are maxing out anyway your rate. So it shouldn't matter. But a lot of employers are looking down the line going, will this employee have a lot of health issues? Is it going to cost me more money? And what we've noticed is rather than employers work their butt off to make an environment hospitable to employees, allowing them to have IRA accounts and 403Cs or 403Bs or these pension plans and et cetera, time off work, more sick leave, et cetera. We're seeing the opposite. I've even been seeing from the FMLA route, employers are really starting to get tight with the FMLA. Patients are coming in droves going, fill out my FMLA paperwork, I don't want to get fired. I took off for this. And employees are starting to notice the fear that they may not be able to hold their job. But a lot of employers are looking at the FMLAs going, really? Is this your chronic condition? And we're starting to kind of see a mess when it comes to FMLA because a lot of employees and doctors are misconstruing what the quote-unquote chronic condition is. And we're finding it's really subjective based on your employer. If you have a chronic condition that's a heart attack and amputation, those are pretty cut and dry. But sometimes people want to use headaches as a chronic condition. And in many companies, it'll fly. But in some companies, they're like, nah. There's that subjectivity. Is fatigue a chronic condition? From a medical standpoint, it is. Fatigue is a chronic condition. But, do employers have to put up with somebody coming into work late because they keep sleeping in? And will chronic fatigue be a disability? So going back to obesity, you're obese. First and foremost, learn how to dress, okay? There are a lot of ways to dress. There are a lot of obese individuals, and we're talking about not having a couple rolls. We're talking about pretty obese where it's really noticeable. All right. There's a lot of very, very attractive ways to still dress. So make sure you learn how to dress for success. And there are techniques and tips online on what to do if you are overweight. Okay. You don't want to look like you're hiding it. You don't want to look ungroomed and like you're in a muumuu. But you want to, like, for example, if you're a lady, you want to draw the attention away from the stomach by having a very nice necklace, very nice jewelry, very nice hair, very subtle makeup. You know, you don't want to overdo it, you know, and draw back attention to your face and not your abdomen. Same thing with men. Get a suit that fits. Do not try to wear a suit. I understand suits are expensive. I get that. If you have to rent, then rent. But you need to get a suit that fits. And a very good forming suit, again, will accent your shoulders. Accent the shoulders, make sure it has that nice V-cut, a very proper tie, make sure you're shaven, etc. And, of course, working on your weight is important, but you just get fired. Now you're trying to look for another job. It's going to be very difficult to lose 60 or 80 or 100 pounds over the next week. All right, and, again, we don't want you unhealthy, okay? Next, if the interview is, let's say, starting to take a different course than you thought it would because you think the weight was becoming an issue. All right? Bring up the weight. All right? You know, now I want to go into all your medical history. It's not the employer's job, but I think being honest, if you already see them looking down at you, you know how you see the eyes roll and you already think they're already checking out with what you're doing, you know, and if they say, you know, what are your hobbies? You know, well, you know, my hobbies are to get myself in better health. You know, a lot of this weight snuck up on me, and I don't know what, you know, triggered my metabolism to be low, but I've got myself on a program, and I'm really excited about it. This is going to be my year. Better health, better shape. I'm excited about it. Hope you don't mind. I wear a pedometer at work. See, something like that you could do, you could get away with. While you're being interviewed, keep bringing up your strengths and your personality. Make sure you highlight your personality. All right? I would much rather have somebody who has diabetes, a heart condition, alopecia, at my front desk that has an amazing personality, that is sweet as can be and makes my patients feel at home, than somebody who is a 99-pound model that doesn't hardly show any eye contact. You see what I mean? So also show that you have smarts, okay? Let's say you are applying for a job that's behind the scenes. Okay? And you're behind the scenes, whether you're office manager, whether you are a real estate broker or et cetera. You know, and you don't have to deal with the public. You know, highlight that. You know, and say, look, you know, I wish I looked like a model and I could be your front office and I could be your whatever, but I am your behind the scenes type of guy. I am your behind the scenes type of gal, right? All right. I'm the one that gets things done, get things out. I understand how, you know, how a company runs. And, you know, I am going to be your backbone. I will be the pelvis of this company. All right. Don't say that. But you see what I mean? Go for that angle. Okay, remind them that you are, you know, remind them you don't have to look like a model for that job. You know, when I was applying for ER, I said, you know, look, don't, you know, I don't, okay, I can wear scrubs. Okay, you just want me to do my work. Okay, and that's what I do well. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.